It's time for Santa's Mailbag on B107.5. Sponsored by A Slice of the 80s. All the way from the North Pole, here they come. Santa's helper elves to read your letter and deliver them to Santa.
Woohoo! Hey, boys and girls. I'm Jasper.
I'm Clyde.
And I'm Buford.
And we're Santa's elves, and with us today, we brought our boss,
Santa Claus!
We'll read more letters next week from A Slice of the 80s.
Yeah, but today, Santa Claus is gonna read us a story.
Oh boy, oh boy.
That's great news. Hi, Santa.
Hello, everybody. How are you doing today?
We're doing great, Santa, and we're looking forward to seeing more letters from A Slice of the 80s. That's where your official mailbox is. That's on Congress Street.
Oh, that's good. I've heard it's a good place. So come on in and fill out and send me some letters so that we can read them and share them together.
I see you brought a storybook today, Santa.
Yes. You know, there is a gentleman by the name of Clement Moore that years ago wrote a story called A Visit from St. Nicholas.
Yeah, a lot of people call that one 'Twas the Night Before Christmas.
Yep. That's another name that it was known by and things. And it's become a classic for many people to read. But you know what? It was from his side, the things that he saw that night. Well, I wondered what it would be like if I took that story, maybe take it in from, well, Santa's side. So I thought I'd share with you this story, A Visit from St. Nicholas, from Santa's perspective.
And we'll have that story next, right here on B107.5.
Hooray!
All right!
Hoodie, hoodie, hoodie!
A Slice of the 80s isn't just a regular pizza shop. It's like a whole experience. At A Slice of the 80s, you can celebrate your birthday in the Totally Rad Arcade. And there's a totally new escape room called Escape the 80s, where you and your friends can team up to escape the 80s and the 90s. It's a totally awesome experience in a rad atmosphere with epic food and drinks. And don't forget about the deliveries. A Slice of the 80s, totally awesome food at totally 80s prices, like for sure.
Welcome back to Santa's Mailbag on B107.5.
Yeah, we want to read more letters from you from A Slice of the 80s.
That's where the official Santa mailbox is. But today, a story. The perspective from Santa's side. That's right, from 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. An updated version. Take it away, Santa.
'Twas the night before Christmas when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that I soon would be there. The children were nestled all snug in their beds, while dreams of good things danced in their heads. Mama in her nightgown, and Daddy ready for bed. He just pulled back the covers and laid down his head. When out on a lawn there arose such a clatter, Dad sprang from the bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window he flew like a flash. He opened the curtains and threw up the sash. Now the moon was glistening on that new-fallen snow. It gave the luster of midday to objects below. When what to his wondering eye should appear but a big red sleigh and 8 flying reindeer. When he saw the jolly old driver, Daddy took a pause. He knew in a moment it was me, Santa Claus. More rapid than eagles, my reindeer, they came. And I whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer, on Vixen, on Cupid, on Cupid, on Donner and Blitzen. To the top of the porch, to the top of the wall. Now dash away, dash away, dash away all. Well, just as dry leaves that before a wild hurricane fly, when my reindeer met an obstacle, they mount to the sky. So up to the housetop my reindeer they flew, with the sleigh full of toys, and yes, me too. And then in a twinkling, Daddy heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As he drew in his head and was turning around, down the chimney I came with a bound. I was dressed in all fur from my head to my foot, and my clothes were a bit tarnished with ashes and soot. a sack full of toys I had flung on my back, and I looked like a traveler just opening my pack. He saw my eyes twinkle, and my temples were merry. My cheeks were like roses, my nose like a cherry. My funny little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard on my chin was as white as the snow. A candy cane I held tight in my teeth, and I had more in a pouch I had underneath. He saw my face with my big old round belly, and it shook when I laughed like a bowl full of jelly. Now Daddy saw that I knew just what to do, and he laughed, though he didn't intend to. A wink of my eye and a twist of my head soon let Dad know he had nothing to dread. I spoke not a word and went straight to my work. I filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk, then laying on a finger beside my nose, and giving a nod up the chimney I rose. I hopped into my sleigh, to my team gave a whistle, and away we all flew like a down on a thistle. And then I said, as we flew out of sight, Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night. Well, I think that was a wonderful little poem that he did back then, but hope you enjoyed it a little bit from Santa's perspective. You know, it always had the thing about laying the finger aside of the nose, and I thought maybe that's, people think that's a magic thing or something that gets me up the chimney. That wasn't the magic. That was just me signaling to him that I knew that he was there. He wasn't pulling in, and we're all in on it. Just kind of that little trick. Merry Christmas.
Well, Santa, you're going to be at a couple different places. You're taking a break out of your very busy schedule. It's getting pretty crazy up there at the North Pole right now.
Yes, it is, and I know that we're working on the list, and I think we're on the second round of that. So I'm this weekend doing a few things here in the Bradford area. Tonight, I will be at the Learning Center. They're doing a little fundraiser and taking some pictures with Santa. And tomorrow, I'll be over at Eldred. I think it's in the park area at Eldred, and it's the Old Home Christmas Celebration in Eldred. So that should keep me pretty busy. And I think on Sunday, I'm going to be over with the Penn Hills. They're doing a brunch between noon and 2. So maybe I can see one of you there.
Thank you so much, Santa. You have a safe travel back to the North Pole.
Thank you. Now, you elves, behave yourself, okay?
Oh, I'll see what I can do. Oh, Buford, you behave.
And we'll all be good.
All right. Bye, everybody. Bye.
Bye, boys and girls. Bye.
Up and away.
Here we go.